Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yodalir, Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, Kol HaKodashim Shekdishan B'Sha'at Isur Bamot. All types of korbanot that were sanctified at the time when bamot were forbidden, V'Hikrivan B'Sha'at Isur Bamot Bahut, and were then offered up on a bama at a time period where bamot were forbidden. So it was sanctified when it was forbidden, and it was also offered up on the bama when it was forbidden to do so. Hare elu ba'ase velo ta'ase. He has violated both a positive command to bring korbanot only inside the sanctuary of Hashem, and at the same time, he's violated a lo ta'ase, where he's not allowed to bring any korbanot outside of the hatzer, the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. We learn this out first from Sefer Vayikra, where we say, the pasuk v'hevi'um ladunai el petach ohel moed. You have to bring these korbanot to the entrance of the ohel moed. That tells us that a person has to bring korbanot over there, and he also violated a lo ta'ase. Where the pasuk does tell us, hishamin lecha pen ta'ale olotecha bekol makom asher tireh. Be very careful not to offer up a ola offering. That really means all types of korbanot in any place that you want, which tells us not only that you have to bring them in the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan, but you're also not allowed to bring them elsewhere. V'hayavin alehen karet. And a person would also be liable for karet in this type of situation because he brought a korban on a bama outside of the Beit HaMikdash or the Mishkan. The next case. Hikdishan b'sha'at heter bamot. V'hikrivan b'sha'at isur bamot. If he sanctified the korban at a time when bamot were permitted, but then when he went to offer it up on the bama, at that point in time, the bamot were forbidden already. Let's say he consecrated it, he sanctified it at the time where the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Bamot were permitted at that time. And then he offered it up on a bama later on when the Mishkan was built or moved to Shiloh, where bamot became forbidden. So what do we say in that case? Hare elu ba'aseh velo ta'aseh. He violated as well the positive commandment and the lo ta'aseh, the prohibition. But ve'en hayavin alehen karet, but he did not violate something that he's now liable for karet, for offering it outside. A person only becomes karet when bringing a korban outside, when he would have been liable at the time that he sanctified it as well. If he would have been liable at that time for doing something wrong, that's when we say the karet. But in this type of situation, when the korban was sanctified at the time where bamot were allowed, were permitted, we say there's no karet for bringing later on the korban outside after bamot became forbidden. Now the opposite case, hikdishan b'sha'at isur bamot, v'hikrivan b'sha'at heter bamot. If he sanctified the korban at a time when bamot were forbidden, but then he offered it up on the mizbeach or on a bama at a time when bamot were permitted, hare elu ba'aseh, he violated a aseh, a positive commandment. We have a positive commandment. The moment a person sanctifies something, he has to then bring it to the Mishkan. So this person sort of timed out by delaying the korban for a certain amount of time and not bringing it right away. He violated the aseh because eventually the situation became where you were allowed to bring on a bama. So therefore it was okay. So he didn't do anything wrong over there. But since it was sanctified at the time that bamot were forbidden, he should have taken it immediately to the Mishkan in order to offer it over there. So therefore, he has only violated an aseh, but he did not violate the lo ta'aseh. And that's what the Mishnah says, ve'en bahem belo ta'aseh, but he did not violate the prohibition, and obviously, he did not violate something that was karet.